Wapix, taking a look at what people on Twitter are saying about the hottest crime stories of the day. He says he did it, but he's pleading innocent. The man arrested in Norway's terror attacks appeared before a judge early this morning.
Despite admitting the attacks, Anders Behring Breivik pleaded not guilty because he felt he had to send a strong message to the country. We now know that he wanted to turn his court hearing into a piece of theatre. He prepared a speech and was planning to wear a uniform. He also sent a chilling message to Norway that there's two more cells in his organisation. He'll now spend 8 weeks in detention while a case is prepared, the first month in isolation.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither reporting from Oslo. The plea is surprising to some on Twitter, including @xLaurenBriannex, while @DiaFram sees a problem with Norwegian laws and @JosephTeagarden isn't happy with what's been the bigger story. As that case develops, there's a sudden end to another terror trial, this one in Arkansas.
Prosecutors had been seeking the death penalty for Abdul Hakim Muhammad, the man who opened fire at an army recruiting office in Little Rock in 2009, killing one soldier and wounding another. He's confessed all along, saying he was getting the U.S. military back for killing Muslims. His own defense attorneys tried to prove him insane, even though Muhammad tried firing them for it. Usually a court won't accept guilty pleas when prosecutors seek execution, but now the judge says Muhammad can be sentenced to life without parole.
Fox News Radio's @FoxEbenBrown. Muhammad was sentenced to life without parole for capital murder and an additional 11 life sentences plus 180 years for other charges. Twitter's mostly sharing the story, like @EGHelvey, though @CJGrisham wishes the death penalty wasn't taken off the table. Finally tonight, the first court appearances for the men now accused of severely beating a San Francisco Giants fan in L.A. on opening day.
Luis Sanchez and Marvin Norwood appeared in court, but the proceeding was delayed until August 10th. According to the court filing, though, Sanchez is accused not just of beating up Brian Stowe, but of attacking another man and woman on opening day at Dodger Stadium. Detectives focused on them after fans complained about belligerent men seated in their section. Not only that, but apparently they bragged to people about the beating, and police say cell phone records placed them at the game. Last week, police exonerated the man they'd initially arrested for the crime.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal reporting from L.A. Some, like @LanguageHacker, find the new developments disturbing, while @CaseyPiranha stays more focused on the victim's progress. I'm @ChrisHoenig, and those are your Hot Topics on Fox News Radio.